Ooh. Oh, okay, we're live. Awesome. Let me just get this on New Project 2. We'll start chatting up a storm.
All right. You gonna tweet it out?
Yes, actually. Cool. That's gonna be fun. And I'm gonna post a side order right now. Cause I'm epic on that. Oh. Take a side order. I'll take your money. Alright. Thank you guys, though, for donating. It's awesome. Let's see if anyone's shown up or if they think I'm stupid and want to kill me. See how many people emailed me telling me to kill myself today. All the party people in the house. Want to go to sleep forever?
Man, this is crazy.
What are you looking at?
Just thinking of people that are 28 years old and going to college.
Oh, man. Imagine still being in school in your mid-20s. Ah!
That's an existence I wouldn't give to a... Man, I would rather be a garbage worker.
You might as well be a sex worker. Oh my. Oh my, what a... College is the worst thing! Sam is right, this is what makes it so disturbing. Is because there's a segment of the male population who don't want to leave their feminine years, which are their teenager years, because they're you know chill and they get to be emotional, and so they go to college so they can extend that.
I wouldn't know why anybody.
And it's really disgusting.
Because it's actually freeing to do work. It's actually rewarding to work.
So much better to work.
Just get things done. Anybody get things done. Anybody that gets things done is a happier person. If you get nothing done and you're... Like, the great drama of your life is that you cannot get the perfect girl. You probably, like, at 28, if you're not, like, a complete retard that looks like a piece of coal or something hideous... You probably had, like, 4 perfect girls that you threw away. At 28 years old. 4 or 5. If you're not married by, like, 28,
yeah,
man.
I'm kind of surprised, but I guess it's because I don't know nothing. How much people get into relationships.
28. Like, I think, like, get married at least by 24? 5? Please. Oh, man. You know what? That's crazy talk.
Can you hear through the headphones over the hood? Yes, I can. Surprise myself. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot. What's up, Chris Potts?
It's comfortable. It's quite comfortable.
What's up, Kamaro? Grinch Panda, Chunky Fishy Girl,
all right.
Bono, Dennis.
So, I want to talk about school. There was something else you were talking about. Before we started going live.
You skipping a school year?
No, something that you have. Well, whatever. Yeah. So I was thinking about, because at my current pace, I'm going to graduate from high school when I'm 16. So
yeah.
I can take some more time. So I wanted to check if it was like possible to take like a gap year between 11th and 12th grade, so like when I finish this semester I can just work for a year and see how much I can build my stuff up. And we got 44 people here. And I was looking into school laws. It's so retarded. Like, it might be possible, but it might also be illegal to not go to school for a year. It's, I was reminded of the fact that if you do not go to school, you get, like, you get in trouble with the law. That is insane. Is that insane to anybody except me? And the parents of the child, like, if they don't, I'm trying to say ka-chow all the time. The parents of the child, if they don't want to put their child in the sort of schooling that the state would approve of, they get in trouble too.
Yeah, I wonder why they would do that. Why they would, like, split families up when you don't let your kids go to public school.
Whoa!
Or in high school. Like, it's, what do you mean by public school? Like, they're forcing you to go to any school.
Yeah. They're like, school. Well, you can do homeschooling. Yeah, but the homeschooling has to meet their standards.
Yeah. So everything is public schooling, basically.
Mm-hmm. It's freaking insane. I was looking at how far you could possibly take it, hypothetically. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're persistent enough in your truancy... Actually, I think I sent you a screenshot. Yeah. If you're persistent enough in not going to school, because you don't want to, you become a delinquent minor, and the court will order the student to perform community service, attend a truancy prevention program, pay a fine, and or lose driving privileges. So, let's say you go to the program, you don't comply. Would you ever go to the detention center? Because another thing I found out is that escaping one of those places is serious enough to get tried in adult court.
Hmm. Yeah, I wonder why they would do that.
So how far could you possibly get in terms of punishment just for not going to school?
Given, you know, headshots, double kills. Just kill streak the children.
Yeah.
Give them a nice headshot.
I just don't want to go to school. Locked
they're
up.
Do you like the you know, the Iraqi? They're gonna, you know, have you kneel next to your school wall, shoot you, make an example out of you.
Yeah,
this is that's what probably happens what they do. When you try to leave.
This is what happens when you try to not go. Okay, just homeschool 11th grade again. You are required to go until 17. What are the California? Cause I'm doing online school. So I'm like, okay, what if I just don't, can I just not do any courses? But it occurred to me that it's like, the requirement to go to school means that you have to be in some sort of schooling up to a certain age, unless they, or else they blow your brains out. There's something about, like, taking a leave of absence with a work permit, but they make it really hard to do that. You have to call our gay butt sex manager every month to make sure you're not, you know, having a good life. And,
yeah, basically they headshot the child and then they you know, take the eggs from your mom and take the balls from your dad so they never have kids again.
Yeah.
Forced vasectomy and, sterilization on your mom. I believe that's what the California law states. Article 9111. It's, I'm going to chop off your dad's balls if you try to leave school.
Yeah, they just write it in the first person all of a sudden.
Yeah. Law in the
first
person.
Not like
person,
the
yeah.
pupil's father's balls will be promptly... No, I'm gonna chop your dad's balls off.
If you don't go to school. You, chop your dad's balls off. Sterilize your mom. If you try to leave school, you'd be a good student. Homeschooling, you get a virtual cucumber, like stimulation.
But how persistent could I be in like hypothetically if I went to public school? What would they do to me if I really just never went to school?
Trevor, made in Britain. That's what they would do to you.
What do they do to him?
Hit you. Throw him in jail. Send him to, like, a center for unruly children, and then he, you know, got off it.
Insane. Insane, man.
And then he crazy. Left. He escaped. And then they, you know, dragged him to a prison. And then one of the cops just started hitting him in the knees with a baton. Trevor, made in Britain. That's what they do to you. You don't want to do that. I had cops coming to my house. Well,
you don't want to do what? Were you a truant, a delinquent? Because you didn't want to do.
Yeah, that's what math cops problems. Are good for, I guess.
Oh, you don't want to do math
cops
problems?
Cops are good for pointing guns at children for some reason. They're really good at that. They probably have like.
We're in the same boat here.
Training and shooting
this
children.
Is Joe Biden. Oh, you don't want to do math war? Problems?
Yeah,
go
if you go
in a cell
and
with
you,
a rapist.
And you like. If you go to school and then you just start, you know, having smoke weed and then beat your professors up, that's cool. It's good. The cops actually reward you. You get a reverse fine for that.
Oh. Whatever you do, it's probably like you probably get in less trouble for like going to school every day and like and just starting like doing like garbage. Just getting in trouble every day versus just not going to school at all.
Yeah, beat
I'd
other
bet
students
on that.
Up. You just hit the teachers.
Especially
in the
if
head.
You're black.
Just break chairs in the heads of teachers. You get away with it if you're black. Well, whatever.
I faked illness probably, too often whatever. To escape bullying. Yeah, of course. Come over, man. You gotta be here and get freaking rape threats in school as a young girl. Or else the police officers will blow your brains out! Ah! Oh my gosh. You wanna, Ms. Joe Biden, you wanna talk about, like, what happened to you in school? Or are you not allowed to talk about it? Or are you gonna get killed? What's stopping you from balancing school and everything else rather than taking a gap year? I do not like dividing my time at all or separating my attention. Doesn't work. I don't work in a balanced way at all.
It's
I can do 12 hours of one thing.
Stuff to be creative. You know, feel good and do creative stuff when, you know, half the time you're spending getting molested mentally. Like, you're being...
It is mental... I've not found a way ever to make it relevant to me. Yeah. And that's the worst. Because doing something difficult that's meaningless, can't do it.
It's exhausting and it's forcible.
Doing something difficult that's meaningful, that's relevant to your life, is really nice.
You have to do it and it's completely dull and useless. Waste a lot of time too.
Ugh, crazy. Crazy bones, man. Do you guys find that crazy? Mandatory school laws? I think that's insane.
Well, history in school was a lie?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah,
it's because you have to, not only is it not relevant, they put like retarded stuff in there. Like in English class, I have to read some egalitarian thing, or in world history they're telling me that Hitler wasn't cool and he killed 6 million Jews, which is true. Thank you for that knowledge.
But you know what, it's true. So also abstain from looking at any pictures of like Nazi rallies. Don't ever look at any of those ever. They've been banned from history books.
Yeah, don't look at them.
And I get told all the time they're really ugly, and then we're like,
yeah, don't look at them because they're so ugly.
And dirty.
Yeah.
They're so ugly they banned them from history books. There's no aesthetic theory. That's something I like get weirded out. Like, and Owen posted about this at St. Augustine's book on aesthetics. Just got lost.
Mm-hmm.
That's really depressing because... there's no aesthetics theory that is like
well, it's been
in a real meaning.
Yeah, it's been art is really quickly getting destroyed right now. You can't get a good art education virtually anywhere anymore. There's probably 3 schools.
Try studying history of the 20th century.
And none
I
of them are in the United States.
I dare you to study 20th century history.
Your online school is doing that to you? I don't get any propaganda in my online school. I thought they wouldn't. They're not like,
they have no option because they don't know. Legitimately, try to find good history, like teaching, 17th century forward.
I don't trust any of it, man.
That's a challenge I'll give you. Something that isn't, you know, perverted beyond
humanity. Yeah, half our industrial... my freaking essay question on my Industrial Revolution test was, oh, talk about gender and class and social, how did that change in the... Ah! I'm gonna kill somebody, man. Hello, Plato. It's been a while since I've seen you around here. Ugh. Well, they can't afford, yeah, when it comes to history, they can't avoid, brainwashing, because there isn't a history text that isn't full of that.
It's everything. It's linguistics. They're gonna teach me Noam Chomsky in linguistics. And it's all, you know, there's no objective standard of what a good language is.
Yeah, they're not teaching you, is there no, like technical type school that teaches you how to do translation work?
I'm gonna stop. I'm literally gonna stop. If I'm gonna go, like, do translation work, I'm gonna do it independently. I'm gonna stop going to college at the end of this year, as soon as I can.
Yeah. Sure, they had a story about a black girl, but the black girl was sick of the blacks victimizing themselves, so it was actually my favorite story so far. Oh, that's cool. That's based on Red Pill.
You know what? I wish, like, they don't have any option, because every like, they rewrote history from 17th century onward.
Yeah.
They made it all up.
Maybe I can make an accredited online curriculum for truant sophs. I work at a university.
Isn't that what Jordan Peterson's trying to do? It's going to be impossible, because he's going to start get, like... He's going to, like, an all type of university, not just psychology. So he's going to have a history university in there. That's going to be a problem. Because, you know, if you go one, you're going to go everything. There's no middle ground ever.
It's actually a regular size cup, but I'm huge. I'm actually really huge.
It is a regular size cup.
Yeah, he's in very bad health right now. And,
nah, I wouldn't say that. Jordan Peterson's good. Don't get stingy.
You gotta stick your pinky finger up? Can hardly be called pinky finger. It's the size of a bus.
A pinky figure. Yeah, Sophia lives in one of those, you know, Paul Bunyan houses.
Nice wood cabin? Yeah.
She bought it with Patreon money.
Yeah, man.
Huge gatekeeping energy. What, gatekeeping from what? From the right wingers that are changing things? Like who?
We're gonna get
into really
this.
Changing things in 4chan next to porn and transvestites.
Oh yeah.
Listen, don't get caught up in all that gatekeeping, truth seeker, intellectual, because it's the same as intellectual dark web. I'm not saying Jordan Peterson has no gay elements to him, but I'm not saying he does either, because I am in no place of criticizing a man like him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say that, you know, academia has had no influence on him at all. But I'm not gonna be sitting here talking like I know something, like I'm not a retard.
I've actually had this microphone for a while, but I haven't been able to use it because the stand is so bad that it actually broke the microphone. This is a metal piece right here, and it came off. From how much this time this thing fell over from its dildo stand.
Yeah, that's a thing. Technology design looks like garbage. The stands all look like alien penises.
Yeah. I really like Jordan Peterson, so. Because the most important thing is not realizing, like, oh man, the Jews run the world and the... The most important thing is not killing yourself. The most important thing is saving your eternal soul. The most important thing is finding meaning.
Listen. Save your eternal soul. That's better than anything you can achieve. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm saying that Jordan Peterson could be advocating for, like, free condoms. You think I don't disagree? Like, politics don't matter. That's not even something you're supposed to be thinking about. Oh, his political opinion is, he says here, but this makes no sense. Watch the biblical lectures and thank God that they exist. Because there's a lot of stuff there that he's compiled that you probably wouldn't find anywhere else. So thank, be grateful and complain less. It's going to make you less, just feel, just it's going to make you less divided. Be grateful.
Captures white young males that need to act collectively and tell. How are you gonna do that? How are you gonna act collectively?
Don't engage. Hey, you don't talk to possessed people. You don't talk to demons. Yeah, Jordan Peterson has he espouses a really good psychology theory, and it is universal. Like it is like the Big Five is solid, and that is so. It works so well in, like, categories and stuff like that. Categories and stuff like that. It's very functional. He talks about archetypes and all that. It's really great. He does a lot of stuff on, like, ancient. He parallels a lot of mythology with, you know, religions as we currently know them. It's really good.
A serious question. What's more important? Political activism that got nothing done ever, or I don't know.
He has a really good thing on
building a good life for yourself that you actually want to live.
His whole course on existentialism is it just shows how it, like, where it leads, and it's like Soviet Russia every time. So it's really good.
Like, yeah. It's not, man, getting caught in
listen,
the material.
I'm not gonna be advocating. I'm not gonna be engaging or advocating for slavery any soon. I'm not saying anybody is doing that. I'm saying I'm not gonna do that, and it's not slavery to people. Slavery to people is probably one of the best kinds of slavery you can have, honestly.
Oh yeah, man. Material slavery way better than spiritual slavery by far.
You don't want to be a slave to a spirit.
Everything in a high schooler's life is a distraction from meaning. You know what? That's a really good point. It might be that everything is constructed to be so frivolous that it really seems like reality is nothing at all.
The kids get more caught up in between themselves than with anything else.
Yeah. Getting caught up in drama and gossip. And oh, did you hear that? Once you, like, maybe for kids who don't have a metaphysical framework, when you realize that's the case, and it, you know, it's sort of like, well, does any of this really matter?
Write a book on this. You know what? You probably should. It's not enough. I suppose there's not enough female book writers.
Yeah.
Dude, don't give phones to kids.
Yeah.
Cycle. Cyclical entertainment is recycling. You're recycling via your kids.
Yeah, the
give them this. They eat. They're gonna eat garbage and produce, you know, a plastic bottle boat. Yeah, they're gonna build boats out of plastic bottles. Yeah, to travel where? The River Styx. It's disgusting. Get up. Social media is such a terrible. Any kind that goes for 4chan. Dude. Any kind where talking to people all the time. Reddit.
Talking to people you don't know who don't care about you.
All the time. That's all you do. What, every day? I don't know.
Not good. It pales in comparison to the real thing. Like, just hang. Like, when I was. Because I got on the internet and started, like, needing pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I think, like, when I was, like, 10, in fifth grade, like, I would spend summers away from, like, my friends and stuff. So I'd just be, like, in the on the computer just, like, playing Skyrim and modding and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And on social media stuff. And, it's not, like, it's not real.
You're supposed to be setting your kid up to be productive. Like, give him something productive to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know how fun it is hobby. To do that?
It's so Dude, good. Look. I picked up drawing again. The best.
Productive.
Do these Did streams get saved anywhere for later? On the $5 tier on newproject2.com/sof, you get all the stream archives. Yeah. And there's like 80 of them. And they're all like 2 hours. So it's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, like chattel slavery of children. Just, you're giving them a burden of entertainment. It's a burden to be entertained. That's the craziest thing about these mediums. It's that they turn entertainment into burden. So, yeah, don't give your kids phones. Don't give them internet. Even if you do give them a computer, don't give them internet.
Yeah, at least.
Here's a Super Nintendo. Here's something.
Yeah, like offline.
Two. Cool.
Offline, technological stuff. You know, playing video games or, I don't know, using Photoshop or something. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Probably teach your kids to like, I don't know, build a car. My life would probably be, my life is gonna become like. 10% better once I learn how to, like, fix a car. How to operate a car.
Yeah. Well, so there's sort of the sphere of just porn and, like, demonic stuff that children shouldn't be seeing.
Oh, my God.
And that's the worst because no kids have innocence anymore. Guaranteed. A freaking 6-year-olds knew what sex was in my day. It's probably worse now. It's probably preschoolers talking about sex in the playground. Oh!
I heard about it. I heard about it the first time. I think I was 7 or 8.
Oh, yeah. And so there's that.
The worst place.
And then once the kids are a little bit older, they get to see, like atheism, nihilism, materialism. Start getting into those things and wanting to kill themselves or other people. Which is great. There's also that. And then just baseline using the internet makes you a hyper-stimulated freak who needs constant stimulation to even get by. Can't function, can't work, can't focus on anything. Yeah, so baseline, you're an addict who has no innocence and is also addicted to porn. And also you might become, atheist, nihilist, and want to kill yourself. So, awesome. Yeah, porn ads are on 4chan for a reason.
All these places are compromised. It's not, I gotta rewatch a bunch of movies. And I'm probably gonna have to end up doing it during the week for work purposes because... Like, there's parallels between children movies or, like, mainstream movies with indie, like, alternative stuff. There's a lot of similarities between Forrest Gump and Joker that just, like, came out last year. Came out, like, a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of similarities between Fight Club and The Incredibles.
Yeah.
I always loved The Incredibles when I was a little kid. Like 7 years old, I watched The Incredibles. And I didn't know why. But it's, like, it's perfect... like masculinity recovery via family, via familial values.
Mm-hmm. Same thing happens in Fight Club.
And goes back. Yeah, exactly. He like gives way of his previous life that was, you know, not good. His like crappy office life. Individuates, becomes, you know, he's destroying the robots on his own. And then, you know, it becomes something greater than him and not necessarily good. It's actually good in a very self-serving way, which is not good, actually. And then he, like, reconnects with his family. And then he's him, but he's also his family. That's really good. That's Mr. Incredible. And it's the same thing as, you know, the protagonist in Fight Club.
Porn and similar stuff is definitely the worst influence I had from school. If only you guys could hear the kind of conversations that were going on between 8-year-olds. You probably wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
The thing about, like, children from 7 to 10 years old is that they imitate adults a lot. So their conversations, they try to make their conversations sound like adult conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for adult topics to imitate. And that's, you know, funny and cute if they're in the 50s and their conversation is like, "Oh, dude, you just took my toy. You know what happens to when people take my toys?" They're talking like mobsters. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's funny. But when it's about, like, sex, I want to puke everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Plato, don't worry about that. Of course, that's horrible. I'm saying that you can fix that. You can reprogram your brain.
Yeah.
Because I did it. Effectively.
Mm-hmm. I never swore ever until fifth grade when everyone else was swearing. Before that, everybody, you know, was swearing in my elementary school. No one gave a crap. And everyone was watching porn. So bad. Oh. And you can't shield yourself from it. It's everywhere. It's in every public school. By middle school, you're hearing about kids sending nudes to each other on Snapchat. No matter who you are.
I think I was incredibly lucky in my, like, school. Because, like, not only was it lax, but also the other kids that were generally funny and not that insane.
Yeah, that's why no phones for kids.
Yeah, no phones.
Because they might end up taking pictures of...
Can you believe that? I'd rather go to war. And I hate war, but I'd rather go to war. I'd rather get shot in both my legs than have my kids.
Well, because before I had like a phone or a computer or anything, I'd be, like, going up to my parents a lot. Like, I'm bored. I don't know what to do. That wasn't really a problem anymore once I got that stuff. So it's probably makes parenting easier. Especially if, like, you are my parents, and, like, early on they were working, like, most of the time. Makes things easier. But at a great cost. Not worth it.
Managed to out of the degeneracy for several years, but you can only resist the brainwashing for so long. No, trust yourself. You can't get out permanently.
But
I'm not saying you're gonna get, you know, you're gonna fix everything at the same time, but, like, porn, you can quit that effectively. Reprogram your brain. You don't think of it anymore. It doesn't come back, and trust me, the programming can be tough and it still gets out. It's a demon. You gotta recognize that it's a demon, because if you're thinking of them as metaphors and out there,
it's real.
You're stuck with them. Once you think that they're real, they're out. You've shown a light. They're outside. They jump outside of your ears. You smoke them out.
It's real, and when it comes to, like, don't hate. Be wary of hating people who do, because 99% of the time, they just made, like, a mistake. They're just fallen. They've been deceived by demons. It's not them.
They like it. They don't like that. They might tell you that they like it. Because why wouldn't a demon try to convince you that evil is good? Evil feels good. It doesn't. It's horrible. It's never good.
I'm a kindergarten teacher in Norway. Some parents are exposing their kids by simply not caring to all kinds of mature stuff. They're cursing like teenagers because they play Fortnite, and you can really tell who has been on the internet or not. Yeah, ooh. And it's a plague because the kids who haven't been on there, they're forced to be in public schools, so they have to hear, you know, curse words and sex talk from kids who do know what you know, things that they shouldn't.
There's a separation. You go with the school,
and if you don't go,
cancel everybody.
Come to a prison. Oh.
And it's prison. Prison wait.
You either go to prison or prison. Two options.
Those are your options.
Yeah, exactly. And the other parents hate their guts for it. They should.
It's hopeless because everybody. Well, it's kind of hopeless to talk about it this way because it's parents doing this and nothing will get through to their heads because they don't care. They're old and they're stuck in their ways like tar pits.
I knew about the N-word in third grade. When did I first hear the N-word? I don't remember.
That's a good question.
But I remember, like, knowing swear words at, like, six. And knowing what sex is and having seen porn. If things were really hopeless, their propaganda would be unnecessary. There's hope.
That is a good point.
It's within you.
But the hope, what I'm saying is hopeless is getting through to these parents. It's hopeless to get through to these parents. Not hopeless in general, but hopeless with the parents because they don't care. They would rather die than to change anything.
Did you see IW's latest video on sex workers? No, but we did have an interesting comment on sex workers, which is in the new side order. If you're on the $5 tier, you can watch that right now. Which is that when people were reporting prostitutes to the IRS, that's not a good thing. That's not cool. Because those people are fallen. They're vulnerable. They're
and yeah, feeding
suffering.
Them to Beelzebub's mouth is probably not good.
Yeah, and now you're getting, you know, like, you're feeding money to the institution that likely put them in that position. So...
What did you mean when you mentioned something about, well, you smoke demons out of your head by recognizing that they're demons, because that shines light in them, on them. And even if you, like, engage in it, knowing that it's demonic, knowing that it's literal demons running across the creases
of your brain. At least have that in your head, because it soon becomes intolerable, and they have to leave.
They feel pain when you shine a light on them.
Got to at least be aware. Because, you know... Actually, Charles is really right about that. Like, ignorance. Not knowing that it's demons when you're doing the wrong sort of thing. Worst.
We also... What were we talking about? The... Not knowledge. Oh, yeah, knowledge. Forbidden knowledge.
Right.
That's the whole... Like, no, yeah, knowing... Ignorance is never bliss. Knowing is always good. If you get a lot of Gnostics, occultists, people who do psychedelics, retards, these junkies, they'll tell you that, you know, oh, I've had a good experience. I have a personal experience, pretty good, but you know what? I wouldn't want to influence you because you might not be able to take it. Those are possessed people.
Yeah.
You don't talk. Hey, this is a perennial reminder. If you recognize people to be possessed, you don't talk to them.
Nothing good comes out of talking to them. Because it's not until they... You're not... That's what exorcists, the rule. You're not supposed to talk to demons, even if they have information you'd like to know. Don't talk to them. Puts you at great risk. And people who are possessed are never going to get out of that unless, you know, they get the grace to... become aware and not want to take part of it anymore, being a parasitical host.
And, you know, you're gonna be doing things you're not supposed to, but know, just know. That's all you gotta do for the moment. Know that what you're, know the nature of your deeds, of your action, and your beliefs, and their results. Because that guides you.
Why would you call them demons? That's too religious. Well,
I'm too religious.
Yeah.
If you don't, what do you think they are? Rant, a brain wave, theta, delta, Charlie, Bravo. Are you smoking? Like, what are you doing? DMT?
You gotta be. Yeah.
It's not like you're from the military. It's not like Albert Einstein is giving the H-bomb right now.
If anybody has something like drugs, for example, oh yeah, I did shrooms. It was cool, but you probably couldn't handle it.
Yeah, you hear that from everybody.
They're demon possessed. It's very unlikely that they're aware of what they're doing and they're trying to reverse psychology you into taking shrooms. They're probably just demon possessed and they're doing what the serpent did in the Garden of Eden. But so knowledge that is harmful. Huh? What? Truth? Truth is not a burden. necessarily.
Listen, if you're scared of using the word demons, ask yourself why. Why do you feel hesitation to call them demons? Unless you don't know what the demon is.
There was a...
But if you do know what a demon is...
Oh, man, this might have been the freaking guy we always argued with. But he refused to call God God. He was like, okay, I accept that he might exist, but can we call him something like X or whatever?
Dude, I've known so many people like that. It's hilarious. Can we just not call it that?
They have like
the language. It's the words. It's the word. The
it's
word.
Like salt on a snail.
Them.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I'm not part of any secular anything. I'm rejective of everything secular and material. In theory, because I'm retarded, but you know, because you know, everybody is retarded, and you get riled up.
Like, do you think that
You start arguing with demons sometimes? Sometimes you talk to demons because you're stupid and you think you're, and you know they dress up. Demons play dress up a lot. Did you know that? I'm just not gonna say the last part. Mm. He used to teach dudes to put makeup on. Demons know how to do like Hollywood level.
Yeah, and that was like thousands of years ago. Teaching men to put makeup on and build weapons of war. Why would those things be next to each other?
Yeah. Stay away from those things.
Oh,
if you know it's a demon, don't talk to it.
Book of Enoch. Efgot. You're not supposed to say demon names. Efgot comes down and teaches men to make ayahuasca, put makeup on, and build weapons of war. Why are those things all in the same group? Why would a demon want to...
Because they desire conflict. If you... Any type of conflict, like lie, contradiction, like, contradiction of any sort is... Just state the truth. You don't gotta... If it is the truth, and you don't gotta worry about contradiction, you don't gotta stress yourself about it. If you keep finding... How often do you argue with people a week? If it's, like, more than once, something's wrong.
Avoid unnecessary arguments. Don't... I think this is part of, like, a humility thing, because I've seen this in Catholic stuff, but...
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, lose arguments if they're not important. Even if you're right.
It's like Alyosha. Alyosha won not one argument. He was still right.
Still right.
Don't argue. Stop arguing. Cut arguing out of your life. Cut contradiction out from you. Listen, I did this. My mom is like a very neurotic person. And it's very easy for me to get in arguments with her. I don't do it. I do it like once every 4 months. If I want to do something that she really doesn't
want to do. Yeah, Sam had sort of a roundabout way of doing that, which was just like lying that he had done the chores.
Yeah.
But it kept like arguments from happening. with like an old lady who is stressed out and dying.
Avoid arguing. Don't be bringing up like you meet a new person, you start talking about politics immediately. To argue with them in an angry way, you're gonna call them stupid. Bringing stuff up again to argue, don't do that. Because you don't need to. By the way, Sophia, change the title and category.
Oh, right. I'm retarded.
You don't play their game. That's very good, Nerdy Cowboy. You don't play their game. Because it's rigged.
Mm-hmm. You can never win out of it. Never. This is a personal experience thing. You don't talk to people who are possessed. You can talk to them for years. And it will never get anywhere. The demons will just waste your time, which they're interested in doing.
If they want to go to hell, if they want to stay under spiritual slavery, if they want to do that. I'm not saying that they don't know and that they're stupid. And I know. No, they know. They know they're not stupid. I'm not calling anybody stupid. I'm calling them retarded, which is a different thing. I'm not calling anybody stupid because they know. They miss on purpose.
What's the title going to be? Saturday? Spiritual Saturday?
Yeah. Sabbath.
Sabbath day?
Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath Witch Day?
Uh-oh.
Occultism?
I'm putting that the whole thing there. Black Sabbath Witch Day Occultism. Good title.
Sadly Aggressive, change your name to some good.
Talk to you what about? Nine gay guys in a rollerblading incident. That sounds horrible. That sounds like a euphemism. A rollerblading incident?
Oh. I mean retarded as in, you know, when an arrow retards. That's funny, but it's because like it's been taken off the path. It's retarded. It's you know, missed the mark. That's hamartia, that's sin. Retarded. Missed the mark, that's what it means. You missed the mark, and they know. Seriously consider. I mean, seriously contemplate. Don't wave it off as like a, Christianity. Don't think of Christianity as a part of Western white culture. No, really, Christianity. Take it seriously. Hold it.
That's like not a moving thing. Away from that. What has that gotten us in modern times? Everyone's depressed and want to kill themselves. You think that's truth? Enlightenment freeing truth?
Do not put your... Don't make it secondary. Your soul comes first. Don't make it secondary to anything. Because you're going to do it anyway. So if you're not aiming to not do it, you're going to do it like 10 times as much.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not atheist. I don't know if you've been listening to this freaking conversation.
I don't know. It seems like we're weirdly dismissive. A lot of people seem weirdly dismissive, and you know, they put Christianity.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Of course, you say that. Well, I'm not even gonna say your name. Every time I see everybody doing this, if they're Christian, it's a secondary thing. The first thing is like anything else. Don't do that. Have Christianity be the first thing that defines you. Because it actually can. It's so like greater than life, literally, that it can. Whatever you are. You can never go too far that you cannot come back home again.
Tell the story how you changed. Well, it sort of comes down to there's two options. Either you believe in some metaphysical thing, which means that there's a purpose to living, or you kill yourself. Only two options. So, like, logically, if you take atheism and all that stuff, whatever modern philosophy, to which logical conclusion, you should just kill yourself. So you can't, it doesn't, like, doesn't work for very long.
Nerdy cowboy, less competitive strategies? I'd rather not even think of that. I'd rather not put it in that way. It's like, yeah, people say this, that Christianity is a strategy of survival and reproduction. Drop it. You're looking at it through a secular lens if you're seeing it that way. I'm not saying you're doing that. I'm saying you can. And people do that.
Yeah,
like smart people do that.
Yeah, because it makes them squeamish.
Smart people do that when they're scared of, you know, saying the word, but they're too smart to just say it out loud and, you know, express it, because then they're going to be recognized for small. They're small. They feel small before God and the forces that live around us. So they don't do that. They rationalize it. Oh, it's a competitive strategy. Biologically, Christianity serves us the best.
No, it's real.
No, it's not about serving you. You get nothing. You are a servant. And you can choose. Well, maybe you're not. Maybe you can rule in hell. That's a choice. That's the only choice. So go rule. Yeah, you rule.
Why hasn't Dawkins killed himself? I have no idea how. He shouldn't. But I have no idea how.
You know what? I think that's gonna be my new sorrowful mystery of Friday.
What?
Why isn't Dawkins dead already?
No.
I genuinely don't. I'm not praying that he dies. I'm saying I don't know.
So, yeah,
it's a mystery.
It's a mystery. I don't know how anyone who's secular, like, doesn't kill themselves. Because there's just no purpose to anything. It's just it's all random.
It's a metaphysical truth, and it's above physics. It's above anything secular, necessarily. It's always so fitting. It's always so fitting when demons speak, because they tell you who they are immediately.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Apocrypha, the Apocrypha of Judas. And, of course, it was, like, Gnostic stuff, because it's, like, pro-demon. And
yep.
Says Judas was the greatest follower of Jesus, and that the Eucharist was cannibalism. You have to be, like, retarded to not notice that that's a demon speaking.
I was raised an atheist, I guess. Yeah, I was raised to not be religious and not believe in God. So, this is not like a thing I was inculcated with.
You know what? That's a good one, Cringe Panda. I didn't think about that. But yeah, atheists don't kill themselves because they have to spread their suffering like Satan.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. And like the thing about and like Luciferians and stuff, they'll tell you who they are, but they're not bright. They're dark, rather. Their little Genesis story is that Lucifer was told by God to bow before humans, and he didn't do it because he loved God too much. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
By not respecting God's anointed? Yeah, whatever. That's all just... And that is exactly it, because, you know, the angels were greater, but Lucifer was arrogant. And then he refused to bow.
How can you enjoy anything when you know it doesn't really matter? I don't know how the dichotomy could be anything except Christianity or pointlessness. Tell me how you derive a reason to live from, well, it's all random and it's just a bunch of atoms and chemical reactions. Because the second you start suffering and recognize it's meaningless, it's game over. Like, you might be able to survive if your life is Pleasureville. You might be able to, you know, like, distract yourself from the meaninglessness, but once it's suffering, it's unbearable.
Oh my God, I'm not gonna read any self-deifying author from the
Enlightenment. I'm not gonna read Lucifer. What, are you crazy?
I'm not gonna be reading the Apocrypha of Judas and believing in it either. I'll read it to laugh. That's what I do to Nietzsche. I read it so I can laugh. I bet his IQ was 200 and he was superior than I was. And I still read his books.
Yeah, because, you know, Ashkenazi Jews have a high IQ.
Oh no, that's a lie! He lied! Oh, man.
Yeah, but what about once you don't get dopamine?
Yeah, once you don't
get dopamine? When things go bad, once your parents die and, you know, things start happening.
Your parents are gonna die.
You start getting back pain, you start, you know, getting chronic illnesses and, body starts deteriorating.
Listen, all I'm doing is trying to push what works. If you do anything else other than push what positively worked for you, then you're in the wrong. But I'm saying what works, what I've seen work, it's being a servant of God. Nothing else. You better lose any hope of, you know,
listen to
succeeding anyway.
Okay.
You think you can be an alternative to
Church
God?
Church of Satan. Anton LaVey was not saying, listen to clips of him talking. He was an atheist. Do you think that's a coincidence? Crazy. He wasn't about rituals and worshiping Satan. He was about, technically speaking, Luciferianism. Self-deification. Doing what will benefit you at other people's expense.
It's very simple. But
he was an atheist.
People would rather be in a mental hospital or dead than to hurt themselves in a serious way, to burn the deadwood that, you know, they got stuck in their back that they're carrying like a chattel slave, because they're a little chattel slave. And you gotta let them. You cannot forbid people from, like, lighting themselves on eternal fire.
Yeah, I was gonna mention this. I forgot about this, but why do you think the elites are just LARPing when they worship Satan? They just spend a bunch of money on it and get children to perform sacrifices on for no reason? Seems unlikely.
McDonald's is satanic. I remember, like, something Donald Trump said, which mirrored something Sam Hyde said, which was, and I still eat that garbage. Trump talking about Pepsi. He said, or like Diet Coke or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, complains about the owners and said, and I still drink that garbage. I see a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
LARPing as satanic is pretty satanic in and of itself. It's sort of like, LARPing is like impossible, because if you're not serving God, you're necessarily not serving nothingness, and nothingness is darkness and it's evil. Pepsi's okay. I'm pretty sure. What was that guy from? Costanza. Yeah, he's drinking Pepsi too. Larry David or something. You believe in Occam's razor? I believe it was made by a Franciscan friar, right? Can I just figure it out?
Well, tell me how, isn't it really convoluted to think? Oh yeah, there's this invisible particle that we can't see that we need to introduce to make our equations work. And we have no proof for it existing. Oh, these equations...
Needn't reminding. And they always expose themselves sooner or later.
Pizzagate was proven to be false. Okay. Okay. Yeah, man.
I'm not laughing at anybody right now. Other than Satan. Because that's the only thing you could do. By the way, humor is a great thing. And people, like, modern conceptions of humor mean, like, you gotta get at the higher ups and unite everybody. No, humor is always, it's not denigrating. Humor is, like, the foot of the hero. That's what it is. It's stepping on what is below and what is despicable. That's why we make jokes about poop and stupidity and all that sort of thing. That's why we laugh when people fall. Because incompetence is hilarious. Because it's, you know, not good. We step on the things that aren't good. And that's humor. And if you're looking for good humor, you're never going to get something that, you know... Because when you step on something, you can lift yourself up. It's like just like a stair, like a staircase. You step on it, and you lead yourself up. That's what humor is.
I think you have a misunderstanding of... Physics are derisive of metaphysics, which means that they're also true. They're real. Science is a real thing. Except retards are manipulating it. Like, nobody... Find me, like, a sizable portion of, you know, people who are religious who think science isn't real. Like, altogether, the study of science, you can't know anything about the universe. Don't think that exists.
I'm just thinking about, like, what's the other thing? Yeah, cause that's a good theory of humor. Like, stepping on something. The hero stepping on something, bringing himself up. The foot. But that's only for humor. It's tough to understand other, like, aesthetics. What do you think is the theory of aesthetics? Like, a solid theory of aesthetics? They say, symmetry, right? But I'm not sure if that's, like, sufficient. You have any thoughts about that?
No, I know nothing about that.
Like, well, okay, think of the things you think are beautiful. Like, think of Renaissance paintings and stuff. Like, you know where that... Of course you know where that's getting at. It's getting at, a maximal totality of existence, meaning God.
Mm-hmm.
But... Like, the tool with which, you know, the prodding stick that you get from here to, from here to there. It's the painting, but what is its path? What is that? Like, how can I make a better painting?
Just Thomas Aquinas' 5 ways. I think that's it. Like, above all else.
Yeah, in regards to physics, yeah. He built on... I'm reading something about Aristotle right now.
If you guys are interested in evidence for God's existence, yeah. Thomas Aquinas.
Built perfectly on Aristotle physics and metaphysics. Interloper. The beautiful... I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what's good looking. Because we have a really good eye for ugly things. Like, color theory. You know anything about... Does anybody know anything about color theory?
I just know, color wheel stuff.
Yeah, like the opposite colors?
Mm-hmm. Opposite colors, and then the triad and analogous colors.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is. And,
gold is an obvious thing of why it's... The white... I suppose purple because it was hard to find. Red. Is red hard to find? Is that really just the explanation? That it was rare, so it became, like, valuable? Or is it something else? Like, what does red mean in a painting? I see a lot of red. Because you just have... It's usually
sort of like a red and blue. Passion thing.
Yeah. Red is passion, I suppose. Red is fruit. Ah, that's a good one. That is a very good one. Red is fruit. And the lips of a woman. And blood. And war. Fruit, war, fire. Yeah, fire is a good one, too.
Mm-hmm. It's all, sort of...
So you are like the bush in Mount Horeb. You want to be like that. It's probably one of the greatest depictions in the whole entire Bible, like a surreal thing. So bush on fire speaking. That is awesome to imagine.
Yeah, everything is past. All fashion is like black, gray, maroon, and you know, pastel colors.
Mm-hmm. Smoke 'em. It's like, it's weird because it happens like, going back to the social thing, it's not just a thing with,
Catholic.
You know, young effeminate people. Yeah, Catholic. Young effeminate people. It's a thing with everybody when they start getting desperate, they start speaking around you instead of with you. It's like, instead of going, I know you're wrong, they start going, this kid is retarded.
Mm-hmm. To other people.
To other people when you're there. They're not talking about you when you're not around. They're talking about you when you're around.
We both have experienced that.
Dude, I notice that all the time. It's desperation. It's the effeminate in demons. It's like the little, what was it, anima? Animus?
What? The animus? Animus possession in women?
Which one is the female?
Yeah, animus is the female's male, element.
And anima is the female element of men?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, it's like the devil's little anima there. When you say that sort of thing, when you do that sort of social trickery to make people feel uncomfortable or anything like that, something Nick talked about in likability, which is like when you see people not talking in a social group, you like person 3 and 4 not talking to anybody, let's go talk to them. You want to make people feel comfortable, you want to be likable. If you're not doing that, then you're having Satan's little anima coming out of your mouth. Man, I'm thinking I'm gonna have to go back to college in a week or so.
Well, we have a week. A little more. Both of us have a week to go full mode.
But I think even when I'm going to college, I don't think I need more than 6 hours to be actually working and make things. I just need to really do it.
Yeah.
Roblox? I don't know about games like that. I think Minecraft is the... Right about the only game that I still feel good about.
Yeah.
Trump wants us back working in 2 weeks. You guys probably should be working back to, like, Monday. You got accepted anywhere nicer? Yeah, I did, surprisingly. I didn't study a lick for the federal testing thing.
Yeah.
Still got into a good college. That's because the barriers are low. For what is it called? Like, literature. Not literature. I forgot the... It's for to be a translator, I guess. But yeah, I think I'm just gonna do it independently by the end of the year. One week? Dude, you should be happy you're working. And getting money. Cause this whole that's the thing, by the way. Corona. Probably shouldn't even say the name of it. The sickness, the pestilence, it's fake. Oh, it's not entirely the case. You know what I'm talking about. Nothing burger.
Yeah, you're getting exploited to be like sort of a fear. I'm thinking of the way that they inject DNA into bacteria so they produce enzymes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For us. Sort of like that. Your mind is being reprogrammed so you can produce fear that they feed off of.
CRISPR? Yeah, that's pretty scary. I don't know what they're gonna do with that. I don't know about all that. What I do know is that it's meant to create fear. That's what it is. All that it is. Meant to create fear. So don't get scared. Don't let anybody tell you you're supposed to be scared. And yeah, that's about it. Don't get scared. Fear is what they want you to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're manipulable. Manipulatable.
Oh, yeah. You get desperate. You start thinking, you know, maybe a mandatory vaccines wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, do anything. Inject me with everything.
Inject me with everything so I can see my friends again. Please, let me see my friends.
What is that? Like,
oh, please, officer, let me go outside.
The only thing I fear is God, and I have faith in him. I'm not going to fear anything I don't have faith in. And I'm not going to get injected with a bunch of things that are going to make me turn into an Hecaton choir from the Greek mythology. Growing of like 50 heads and 100 arms.
Oh man, I gotta fix my sleep schedule.
Yeah,
I'm big time stupid. I got my character. I just need a backstory. But I got my character for D&D basically made.
Big time chilling all the time. Yeah, you got a what's your race and class again?
Kenku, and rogue. I am a rogue. Yeah.
Yeah. Check the Kenku like place of origin and try to fit it in. Talk to Kaio and Swam. See what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
Try to organize something with them. That's probably gonna be good.
Yeah, I have. I'm gonna be I think it's called an urchin. Which is basically, I was, left on the street as an orphan, something like that. Learned to, steal and do all that stuff to get by. So it fits in perfectly with Rogue. And I think the thing is, I get to move around cities, two times faster.
Yeah, I learned something about that.
See ya, Miss Joe Biden.
Twitch is preferable. It's nicer, I think.
But it's Saturday. Feel no fear. Relax. Have a good time.
Yeah.
And Easter's coming soon. It'll all be over in a jiffy.
Can I make donations here? Beach Babe, newproject2.com/sof. You can donate up to $25 to get... We just made two videos last month, and they were both amazing. I wrote... You already donated there? Aw, man. Put money in... Yeah, getcensored.tv. Get merch at sofsupply.com.
Oh, yeah. There's one-time payments you can do on New Project 2 as well, and... I have a... I could probably, give my, PayPal or something. Don't know.
You probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, use the one-time payments in New Project 2, and you should probably go on censor.tv and put $10 in there. Because if it grows, we're going to get rewarded. It trickles down back to us.
Yeah.
So do that. That goes for everybody watching right now, newproject2.com/sof.
This will be the first Easter in history without an Easter Mass.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, friends. I did the censor for a year. It's really good, nerdy. Rain real or it's an audio? I actually don't know. Is it?
It's an audio. I wish it were real. Oh, okay. I love when it rains.
Yeah, me too.
It gets foggy here a lot. The best.
Prefer using PayPal instead of credit card payments. Oh man. I don't know. We gotta find some way to put the PayPal thing. I think there's a Bitcoin. You have a Bitcoin wallet, right? I think
that's actually fine. I have a Bitcoin wallet. Just email me at ltcorbisbusiness@gmail.com. We'll figure it out. Thank you for your generous assistance. This wouldn't be possible without y'all guys. That's funny. Jews don't exist.
Cult of Hygieia saves up. Morally acts when they do it is much more reaching. In this case, even scaring the Vatican with their current play. Man, I didn't know that was a thing. Cult of Hygieia. For real? I'll look that up. Ancient Greek religion. Yeah, pestilence is a thing. It's all around.
Yeah, Nerdy Cowboy is right. It gives, you know, glory to them every time you use their name, so.
Yeah. And typically, the only ones I'm hardline, like a dead limit, is the ones with L in their name.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones, I dare not utter out of my mouth. But when we're talking about them, I at least in a those who need, those who need to name them at some point. But I'll try to avoid it. Just any doubts you have, hey, all of the doubts and uncertainties, just watch the past two videos. That's gonna chill you out so much. Watch the last two videos on New Project 2. In this case, I used the name because the word hygiene comes from it. Yeah, in like historical context, or, you know, talking about it as the root cause of some evil, or that sort of thing.
I don't think the next vid is up on Censored yet. They kind of take a while, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tomorrow. They said something about one, like in the upload in the weekends.
I'm with Sam Hyde on the fact that online surveillance / technological surveillance would be cool if things actually worked well and didn't, like, kill you.
Avoid all... Don't be using... Avoid unpure language. You know what? Because, yeah, don't be saying the names of false deities too often. And I don't mean just, you know, Greek gods or whatever. I mean a lot of words I see all the time, especially with people who know a thing or two. You're going to be talking about countries and ideologies all the time. So don't be calling on the name of false deities too often if it's unnecessary. Unpure language. Ha. Huh. Yeah, I think so. How long have we been streaming for?
We've been going for an hour 20.
Hour 20. Hmm. Because, are you worried about something?
Yeah, Uncensored costs money, but on BitChute, I put some free content up there on recently. Just BitChute, Soph. So if you like what you see there, I recommend paying a dollar on New Project 2.
Pay New Project 2 and get completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different content, much more serious, etc., all that. I saw a Political Compass video yesterday. Why would you subject yourself to that? You a masochist? Are you a gym suit wearer?
What do you think about the people who repost your stuff? Honestly, I don't mind. Like, some people can't pay, and, like, we were watching, Hyde Wars for free for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have played more pirated games than we can count in our fingers.
I just, you know, I can't do, like, ad revenue doesn't work, and I'm gonna be out of high school in, like, a year, so, and I want to do this as a job. So, yeah, this is just how it is. Just $1 a month. So I hope people can afford that.
Hear the flapping of the wings of bats. My girlfriend dreamed about a bat biting her.
Oma.
Small bat. That sort of biting.
Batcoin? Aren't they going to make a new, I heard something on you can't get there from here.
Batcoin?
New U.S. currency that's going to be printed with bats on it. Do you guys know about that?
I don't at all.
Coin or something. So you freaking about possibility of high school ending? I'm in 11th grade right now, second semester.
PBXX, man? Dude, I'll... Aw, man. You know what? Does anybody... want to give, like, the Google Drive links to him right now? Because I think he needs to watch the last two ASAP.
True.
If you can, like, try getting some kind of $1 so you can watch just the main videos is good enough, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Does your viewership increase significantly yet? Yeah, it's like, you know, we're doing pretty well and can keep marketing and getting stuff out there.
Blaze Media offered you a show, would you? Don't we have one?
Yeah. Isn't Blaze, like, political? That's my instinct. How do you manage to skip a year in school? Online school? They don't have this dumb rules that public school has, so I had enough credits to just be considered an 11th grader? Awesome.
Okay, accidentally living a vow of poverty. It's really funny. What was I gonna say?
I had a friend who finished in grade 10 due to online schooling. Yeah, you can do literally whatever. You can just get all your credits and get out. How's life been? Quite good.
Yeah, life is great.
Pretty
man.
Good.
By the way, like, is Blaze a separate thing from censor.tv? I don't know. Their thing is on censored. I don't know if that's owned by Blaze or something like that.
Doing good, working. Work, man. Do something productive.
Use the soul.
It's good for the soul.
Use the soul.
Wasting time, you can feel it. You can feel it. And it hurts.
Yeah.
What type of music do you guys like? Nothing, apparently. As for me, I hate all music now. Like, 90s JRPG music OST. There's a few cool ones for those that we have in our videos.
Yeah.
And I guess I like the music I make, because I'm an egomaniac.
I probably like Aphex Twin, although I haven't heard much of him, honestly. A couple of things from him. Cop Haircut? Yeah, Cop Haircut on SoundCloud. What's your name on SoundCloud?
Soph. Just Soph. Listen to Cop Haircut. Blaze?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Soph on SoundCloud.
Yeah, we were really into Tyler until he became a homosexual.
Mm-hmm. Uncensored Owned by Blaze? I don't know if they are. Well, whatever. If they offered us a show, we would do it. We wouldn't. Just as we haven't censored ourselves for Uncensored at all, we're living up to that name, we wouldn't hold back on Blaze TV. We would do what we do.
Yeah. If you guys watched the past two videos, you know that we have gone into the danger zone.
Dude, if they wanted, I don't think they would ever give us a live show. Ever.
Ever.
Or they would make us make call-ins, and I hate call-ins. Shim franchise, if you think that's the extent of evil, and that's the enemy, you're being optimistic.
Being gay is gay.
Yeah.
I don't mean literally gay as much as I mean, like, making music for, like, Billie Eilish fans.
Isn't a creationist, like an invented term in the 90s? Because before it was just like, yeah, God invented it. They didn't make any claims about history because they admitted to not knowing. Phrenology?
Isn't phrenology just like the...
I have no idea. I'm not a scientist. What, I look like a scientist? Does Sophia look like a scientist to you?
Do I look like a scientist, theologist, expert in anything? I'm an expert in Skyrim modding. I can teach you how to do that. But... besides that... I mean, we write nice scripts.
Yeah.
And make cool beats. Bedroom beats.
Probably be hard to be on Blaze. Listen, I don't know. If they offered us a show to make a live... offered us to make a live show... I'll be down with it. Would you?
Yeah. Because we could... We could probably do something way more cool than this.
Yeah.
Although, man, this is nice.
Get you an office for...
Didn't y'all listen to Death Grips religiously? They're probably... yeah. Also, we were really into Death Grips. I don't know. I just haven't listened to them in a long time.
Yeah.
What's considered productive from your perspective?
Make money. Make something that's worth something to somebody.
Yeah. Make something that is helpful to your quality of life, to other people's quality of life. So, you know, creative work, but also just regular jobs. Being a cashier. Being a carpenter.
What's your favorite little B song? Yeah, you're OG on the corner of the internet, I guess. I suppose if they did get you a live show like Gavin does and Milo does, I suppose they would tell you, yeah, like get a desk with a desk mic, and then you have some like newspaper clippings in the back, because they think that's cool for some reason. I don't know what's up with that. Like weird news, like news TV shows that they replicate.
What would our set look like?
I don't know. Probably awesome. And not like a news TV show.
Yeah. News is sandpaper. I don't know if you've ever had that sandpaper eye feeling when you're like tired, but you've slept enough. That's what it seemed to me.
Listening to the
like
old,
new car smell. That's what it feels like.
A different set every time? Yeah. Can you give me $1,000 every month? I don't know. What would the set look like? I really don't know.
Ugh. Probably have a green screen somewhere because we do like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit.
What we put in the green screens though, like the daily topic, like videos and stuff, I suppose that would be really like hard to do for, because the show's probably gonna be like an hour or two long.
Yeah, that takes a bit.
That'd be tough.
Of niggling.
Probably something permanent, like ornamental, like a statue or something. Would you like? How much does a little statue cost? Like a little, something like that. Painting, maybe.
I guess cultural stuff that we find cool.
Yeah.
Could be it.
Made a whole video calling Alexander Dugin a fascist. I don't know. I don't think too much about what Gavin. I know that the old GOML podcasts were pretty neat. Once it turned into a video thing with call-ins. Sort of became tough to watch. Yeah, okay. I'm almost 15 minutes past my coffee time. I think we gotta go.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I gotta do D&D and some work.
All right.
We got the next 8 videos right. Planned out, guys. So
yeah, next
get,
8.
Get ready.
Gonna be a lot of stuff coming out soon. Have yourselves a good... what time is it in America right now?
1 p.m. Afternoon, yeah.
Okay, have yourselves a good afternoon. Do something productive. It's Saturday, so you can do it. Rest tomorrow. See y'all.